We should all be more upset about this because they promised us the Jetsons future. How fucking long ago? And when was that supposed to be anyway? Like 1995? When we were supposed to get like all the mechanical robots and shit.
The year 2001.
And at this point, like, I feel like the fact that we're not even getting the WALL-E future as a consolation prize is pretty fucked up. No, we're not.
No, we're not leaving Earth yet.
We're getting the store brand WALL-E.
Yeah, future. It's just going to be everybody riding around in Walmart on like mobility scooters. And
yeah, but the thing that the thing they don't really show in the WALL-E future is that like that ship has like maybe 5,000 people on it, and everyone else fucking die.
That's true.
Sure. So we'll get the WALL-E future, but it'll all be just scorched earth and us dying in flames.
Jeff Bezos. I mean, that's almost like I don't know, just from a purely like literary perspective, that would almost be one of the most satisfying conclusions is like Bezos and Musk and Gates and all these guys trample over billions of people inadvertently or directly, murder almost all of them to secure like a fancy space future for themselves. And then what it amounts to, like their final reward for all their cruelty, is they get to like eat popcorn in a hover chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roll they around get to, their they little get to space live house.
Like, they get to live like a middle class family in Arkansas right now.
That was my big problem with WALL-E, is the movie's writing lacked class character. This Pixar movie.
If I had one critique of WALL-E, it's that it wasn't Marxist enough. It wasn't.
The creators of WALL-E, they should have read some theory. Yeah.
Getting kicked out of my local AMC theater for hurling copies of the third edition of Capital at the screen during every Pixar movie.
John Lasseter, you fucking class traitor.
Stop laughing, you stupid children. The Good Dinosaur. What's good about it? It's not even a Marxist. This sucks. It's not funny.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah. That's why I was kicked out of the multiplex. No other
that's
reason.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't because you spilled beans everywhere.
It wasn't because some teens made fun of me. Not at all.
And I retaliated in kind.
This motherfucker reading theory in the movie theater.